Orchestra Criminal is a 10-piece of improv performers interpreting inspired renditions of adventurous gangster songs from a dangerous and forgotten era. Saturday, October 16th at The Ritz. Orchestra Criminal with special guests, Meduse. Tickets $15 in advance at blueskiesturnblack.com, $20 at the door. Doors at 6:30, a co-presentation of CKUT.
CKUT Radio.
Radio. Sound waves in the air.
CKUT.
Montreal, Canada.
CKUT.
Have captured my attention. How am I gonna get me through the day? Tried to get you out my mind, but damn, you're creeping every time. Oh boy, I never thought I'd feel this way.
Fantastic and gorgeous morning to you beautiful souls. Oh my goodness, how are you today? Like, how are you truly feeling? Are you like up top on what you need to do to be happy? That's all I've got to say. Get on top of what you need to do to be happy. Yes, I'm excited because we've got an amazing guest in store. Eric Smith is my guest, and I tell you, there's a lot of talk going on, so I'm not even going to talk much, because this talk you need to hear, this reasoning you've got to hear. So keep it locked here on A Multilingual Affair. You're done now the thing set, you're done now the thing right. Bonjour à tous, je m'appelle Tiki, c'est votre animatrice à la radio pendant une heure. Alors, c'est simplement pour dire « Alors, salut !» J'espère que vous soyez bien et que vous faites les choses qui sont nécessaires pour être content. Alors, hola a todos. Espero que todo vaya bien con todo. Así que, bueno, hacéis lo que sea necesario para que estéis feliz. Hablo poco hoy porque tendremos una entrevista un poquito larga, pero buenísima, así que hay que escucharlo. Alors, je ferme la bouche aujourd'hui. Je parle pas beaucoup aujourd'hui. Pour le fait qu'il faut écouter l'interview profonde que j'ai eue avec Eric Smith, qui vient de Jamaïque et il vit maintenant aux États-Unis. So keep it locked here on A Multilingual Affair. AMA on CKUT 90.3 FM with Tekkies, your reggae fusion artist, lady who wears many wraps and colourful ones at that.
Allô Dakar, ici Brassa. Qu'est-ce qu'on s'amuse à Kinshasa? Porte nouveau, on va photo.
sala trottina pesango. Bisous la famille, bisous Libreville. Promis maman, je t'appelle à Abidjan. Tu princesse Abidjan, Arafat Abidjan, ce seigneur Abidjan. Bisous tout. Le monde est beau, Asmara Morovia. Je sais qu'à Tobina, Kobangate Yaoundé, Tozolia Tozomela, Niame Kolembate. Mais si voilà, voilà, promis, je reviens vite à toi là. Samuel Eton à toi là, Franco Polé la petite toi là. Manouti Bango, sentiment, sentiment.
Multilingual affair avec Sista Takis. From France to Montreal.
De Francia a Montreal.
Big up!
Hi.
right. That's how we keep the groove and the vibe flowing, I tell you. Onako will see if it ever Avila falling for you. Megai Porti. Alright, I'm gonna behave. Okay, maybe not. Sentiment, Pierre Quendes, de Montréal, Gabrielle. Gabrielle's Love and Hate in a Different Time, which was the Carrick Chandler remix. I gave you a little bit of Garifuna Collective Mongulu and Umalali Merua. It's okay, Stais escuchando ahora mismo. So we've got the big, wonderful interview coming up with an amazing individual, but also conscious artist. Eric Smith is coming up. Il vient se peut parler avec moi. Y hablo dentro de poco con Eric Smith. So keep it locked on AMA. I told you all I won't be speaking much. I'm going to shut up now. All right. Have a fantastic morning, guys. Keep it locked. Keep it locked. And keep it ready. And keep it happy. Yes, I.
A multilingual affair. Come on.
Beautiful souls, you are listening to Estáis Escuchando, Vos Écoutez, a multilingual affair here on CKUT 92.3 FM with Takis, your reggae fusion artist, lady who wears many wraps and colorful ones at that. Well, we have a fantastic guest. As usual, we have fantastic guests, but we have a special guest in store. This is a veteran singer who's been doing his work for so many years, and I get a sense of like a Tosh mix with Bob and all so many other greats because of the essence of this, his music. Alors, bonjour à tous. On a un invité très spécial aujourd'hui. Comment allez-vous? Alors, c'est un chanteur, un artiste de reggae international qui chante depuis quelques années, depuis longtemps, mais je me sens qu'il a le son comme le Bob ou Peter Tosh et tout ça. Mais bientôt, on parlera avec Louis. Hola a todos. Muy buenas a todos. Nuestro invitado muy especial viene de Jamaica, pues está en los Estados Unidos. Y lleva muchos años cantando. Yo creo que suena un poquito de Bobby y Peter Tosh y todo eso, pero nada más que vamos a hablar con él ahora mismo. Os presento, je vous présente. Please join me in welcoming Eric Smith on AMA. Yay! Greetings.
Greetings in the name of His Imperial Majesty, the Emperor Haile Selassie I the First. I also big up the 12 tribe of Israel, Naya Bingi, Bobo Shanti, David House, Judgment Yard, Ethiopian Orthodox House, the Dread Mighty Roots, all rafts of Walk of Life, big up One Blood Call, and the Papine crew, Roxy, Danico, Red Joe, big up Josephine, sister, you know, and big up the Islington crew, and big up my brother Maggie, and the whole 100, you know, yeah, Ronald, the whole 100, yeah, man. Rastafari, Bobo Shanti. Yeah, man. Large up yourself, Bobo.
Blessing. Yeah. Blessing. So thank you for joining us, and it's a pleasure to have you. I really enjoy what I hear from your work, and I feel like it comes from so much of our struggles as people. So can you just enlighten us a little bit on your music and your journey?
Well, it started from a longer, from I was a kid still, you know, and after I lose my mother and stuff, you know, you're right there, you had to grow up, you know. And her last words were to my sister, well, you are his mother now, and don't let me down, and tell him I say he must behave himself, you know, so, and be himself. So I, from then on, I was like a young kid that turned into a man, you know, from that day on, you know, you have to stand up, you know, you no more Christmas gift like we used to get before and all that kind of stuff when you're your mother's day, you know, no matter your mother's not around, but you keep her still inside yourself, you know, and tribulation on the corner of the ghetto, you find, say, man and man, youth and youth come from the corner, everybody talking about their dreams and some go on the wrong lane, you know, some choose to take the fast lane and some are not around today. May the soul rest in peace. Mm-hmm. And some migrate and some still up on the corner. But I and I still hold it because I see people ups and them downs and I see the great one rise and the great one fall. So, you know, and we tune into the news and we know the street news because we come from the ghetto. Academy and the sidewalk university, you know.
So yeah, well, the real academy we're talking about here, yeah. Right.
You know, so I just come for uplifting my people because years upon years they've been humiliated. When you look into Africa, you know, they took their gold, the diamond, and they go build up their big platinum cities and all that kind of stuff, you know, while they keep you and I into bondage, you know.
Oh.
So when I come for say free and I people know we're from the Caribbean, Asia, Europe, Africa itself, or anywhere in the world, in the Americas, the Canadas, you know what I mean, and any part of the world, you know, where an I people is. I'm poor people and I'm old, to be kind of say to everyone, but especially an I people, you know.
Yeah.
So I said so the flowers, you know, is the different colors and different things. Same thing with the people, you know. Jah create everything. Everyone is beautiful. And everyone have the right to live and everyone have the right to be free. You know, and be whoever they want to be. As Marcus Garvey said, if you have doubt, you lose 90% in the race of life because you fail before you start. So I don't deal with doubts. If I sort of do something, just do it. You know, people all over the world, everyone can be whoever they want to be, you know. Yeah,
absolutely.
Rastafari.
With all that's going on in the crazy world that we are living in, I'm glad that you brought that up, because I find that, well, I believe that nobody is free, you know, and we were talking about freeing all people, but I consciously believe that nobody is free. I think the only thing that we've got free, that we can get any freedom from, is our mind, what we choose to do with it for our own happiness. This is my take on it. Given all that's going on in our world, there's absolutely no freedom for anybody, you know?
Well, dig this. Once you're free from your mind, free, you know.
That's what I meant.
You see?
But we're saying the
because
same
thing. The whole world is a prison.
Exactly. You
know? Run by a certain system, but you see your mind. Your mind you have to free from, you know?
Exactly.
Mentally.
And however we choose, because one of the things, the big things that people are so concerned about is how do they free their mind? They talk about freeing their mind and they're so conditioned into thinking this is the way they should behave, this is the way they should act. But everybody's got their own way of dealing with things, however they choose to do so. This, and I say that in all aspects, on whether it's religion or non-religious basis. Everybody has got a choice, and I always believe that choice is freedom, as long as the choice is to your happiness. So when you talk about all this and the fact that we have so many struggles in this world, how do you rise above it? What motivates you to go, you know what? Because trust me, this kind of thing, I can't imagine our ancestors, and I'm talking about everybody's ancestors, including the oppressors, just continuing on in this hate-filled world, you know? So how do you rise above it?
Well, first of all, we have to stay strong and we have to stay positive. And the next thing, you have to rid your mind from negativity. We have to stay positive, stay conscious. Don't make no type of fool stop you from loving your neighbor and loving your fellow man. And you will see the difference of the world, you know, because you realize, look, we are free within ourselves. And once you're free within yourself, that's what counts. You know, you know who you are, you know what you're about. You know what I mean? That's what it is, you know. You have to free from within yourself. Born again. You know, you have to reborn yourself again, you know. Things you know what was wrong, because you can study your own history and know when you're right or wrong. First thing a man has to develop is learn to know right from wrong and choose from lies. And once you understand them things, say, yeah, you know. So I just tell the people, I'm saying, right now, be nice, you know, and love each other. Heal Rastafari from the four corners of the earth and spread the love and learn to forgive before you can learn to love. Must learn to forgive, because every day you do things and say, Lord, forgive me. But when your neighbor some little misunderstanding or something gonna start, feel like when I carry on this hatred and then I pass it on to generation, and everything created on the, we're created on this earth has to come back to its rightful farm, where love has to be over it, and righteousness and goodness must be over the evil and the wickedness, you know, and life over death. You know, see, so right now the people them need for checking at it within themselves. You know, say right now, look, you're passing it on to generation to generation, and it has to have a stopping point. As this whole world, mankind will destroy themselves because we're just revengeful. We're ready if somebody doing good, you're hating on him, you're telling lies, you try to humiliate him, you try to assassinate people's character.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff going on, you know? So I and I know these things, and some people know you speak the truth, but I'm trying to put you into a certain category, yeah. You know? And as I said, Rasta is love, and peace and love are dead, but what? We have to speak the truth. And yeah. When sometimes we speak the truth, it seems like you feel like we're born out a certain group. From you know, deal with righteousness, Rastafari music, and words and teaching, I go hit you because the truth I hit you, say so you're gonna rebel, you're gonna say things, you're gonna say that, I'll say this. But you know, deep down, the truth is our reactive. Free the people them up, stop a try to brainwash them and lead them in the wrong direction. And because of the color of a skin of a man, you beat him up. You shoot him down, you lock him up in a jail, you lie, and you have your system set up where the judge a criminal, the liar, boy a criminal, liar, woman a criminal, everybody, you know, and them have them system and them, yeah, you know, and them pick and choose who them want to tear down and this and that. The whole world's run by criminal.
Yes.
But you said the earth itself and the whole universe today.
Sorry.
Run by the most high, you know? Yeah. So, no care a guy, though. You only have a time. And you, when your time come, your time up. That's why them say once a man and twice a child, you know?
Well, it's true, because when you revert back to childhood, because some of those symptoms that you get as an older person is childlike. But also, I want to reiterate on the fact that you brought up some extremely valid points that are bang on to my beliefs, like bang on. So I really want to thank you for putting that extra emphasis on what we really need to hear. Everything that you've said is so truthful, and the thing about it is that the truth hurts. And the one thing I always say is the truth, you cannot hide from the truth, but the truth will always come out. And a lot of people are blinded or blindsided because of the fear within. And we really need to release the fear within. We also need to release the shame. We talked about that last show, how there's so much shame in our cultures that other cultures are able to benefit and reap from certain things, that they can get the mental help that they need or whatever it is that they require. We sort of put judgment on it in our culture, and we need to be more open and receptive in order to move forward. So give thanks to you for that, you know? But...
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, go back. Go on.
Yeah, you're right, no... As I said, you have to free your mind, you know, and you have to rebound and recheck yourself. When some people love to point finger, but point your big finger, it's pointing back at you. So you have to make sure so you straight, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, man, because it's a reflection of yourself. And I always say when people chat and act, it shows who they are, you know, because however, no matter who you are, we are all human beings, so we all have good sides and bad sides. Some people choose to forget that there's never a perfect side in every single human being. And so no. Acceptance is very important in our world today. It's so important because we are all, every single person on this earth is going through something. I don't know anybody on this earth who's not impacted by something that is not good. And I don't know anybody who is not reacting or have not gone out of themselves. You know what I mean? So people are putting so many other people on pedestals, right? Not realizing that they themselves, as you say, need to check themselves.
Because guess what? You see all those behaviors, those people hating of the color of someone's skin, our religion, our trying to benickle someone, putting them down and trying to make it seem like they're above them. Some even go as far as if they're wearing a Nike and somebody not wearing a Nike, they feel like they're on top of the world, or they drive a Benz or a name brand car, or they have a house and the other person don't have a big house like that. It's because those people develop a sickness. They need to be cured. So the music has to come cure the mind, and not just the music alone. Our so-called leaders have to be preaching one message, the message of love, and learn about forgiveness and uplift themselves. Because when you check it out, you know, I sick him sick, you know, because him not read reality, him not him denouncing humanity, you know, the love for the human for him fellow neighbor. Once you have them style, that means you're sick. So we have to give the thing now for cure you. Because you can be cured, but you have to want to be cured. You know, like you got a doctor, and the doctor said to you, so, boy, you're sick with this, you know. If you give up the right, they say, you're gone, you're gone. But if you're there, I say, no, man. I got to work out a thing, and I'm dead here, I hang on to it. You find yourself come back strong as ever, because you're not give up. And that's why a lot of those people are some give up people. Yeah. Them get rich. And them turn them back. Them feel like them better as I can find some new friend, right? Tell them, no, all those guys are too, you don't need to be around those people and this and that. But at the same time, them don't know where those people are, invite them into a world where them don't, where they only have their ribs and their back gone. You know what I mean? So we have to know ourselves, you know, before, you know, we have to know ourselves before we start leap and jump, okay? We jump into fire. Because check this out now. You have a set of man now where him come upon a car and a brag, he's a bragger now. Boy, I may have this and I have that. While another man, he might go and work upon where my day with him. And after a while, the bragger, every day, and a man finds his empty barrel. While the man, where he might tear down and rise, and then him now start ready, the man. So, you see, the people of Gossip, you just love them. That's their way. Because you're not going to find a perfect human being, as you said, you know, say it straight up, because them always gonna have something about them when they're right, but you have to work with where you can work.
Yes.
And as soon as them come with that negative, that thing that, well, you know, not being a part of you, just denounce it right there. You say, yo, yeah. You just focus on where you are there with, because if you keep on arguing with a man every day about the same thing and running at him, it's like you're running out of wild, because you already know what him going to say. See, I have to look again and check now and say, well, we can't work with this man or this woman. And you work with them. Because you have some people in this world too. Them been taught from them just doodle up them buy up or come straight up.
Before they start poo-poo. Them say when them in the mom's belly, mama do all them things, they talking them things, they hearing them things,
exactly.
I believe in that, you know.
So when they come now, they just used to that. And a man must travel, man. The earth is big. People for learn to travel, and the youth, they must behave themselves. So people learn from mistake. You can't, all right, you get locked up for a certain crime. Are you going back and do the same thing over and over, and then when you get now deport or you end up in a prison or something, you ask, boy, Lord, this, that. How much chances you get? Are you still not learn? You feel me? I say, when we there at Jamaica, we can't speak about Jamaica down on the island, because we are sufferer.
Yeah.
You have to wait all 5 years to get your visa.
Mm.
You drink single Bible, you drink Dr. King sulfur bitter, you cure up yourself, cup, and you look by your sufferings and you say, when you come to America, this is where you're going. And when you get here, you know, you're in a son loose man, where carry out do some things where you know you're not supposed to do. You're supposed to go get yourself a little job, set up yourself, because you have cousins, you have family back home, you have people, you have dreams. So you shot yourself in the foot, because you come like, before you get what you need, when you get it now, you feel like you're untouchable now. And you start a guan and a guan, and you make all some female boots you up, sometimes some man boots you up, and when trouble comes, then just take them side and go one side and say, man, and you left in your trouble. You see what I mean? Just most of the time when you call these people your friends, just pretend like you're sick or you fall off. Just pretend like you don't have certain things, and you see much of them stick around you.
You are listening to A Multilingual Affair. Estás escuchando A Multilingual Affair. A Multilingual Affair.
So you have to know yourself in the heart. You have to check your friends around, check your company, and see who is who. You know what I mean? Because it, in everything, you find them in all kind of groups all over
everywhere.
The world, that type of way.
Everywhere.
In the workplace, you have some people, them belong in a prison, the way them behave.
I'm telling you.
What they do, they come every day and instigate you, try to provoke you, trying to push you, trying to get you out of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And try to get wild and try to deal with you certain disrespectful vibes. And you know them things about why you have to just hold your goal and just say, yo, the 8 hours I put up with all that. After that, I'm on my own.
But
and
also,
are you part of it? Yeah, you know?
Or you handle it. Because a lot of times, though, and I've been handling I choose my battles, but I certainly battle. And I won't, because I live in a very passive aggressive society in Canada where there's a passive aggressive racism that is so increasingly horrible that people don't really talk about. So when I am addressed by some racist issues, I will take form.
And the thing about it too, you know, where to mention that
we're not getting anywhere.
Hmm? No. And the thing about it, you have to understand, a lot of people look and say, well, and why people racist are this one. But when you check it out, a lot of race have that inside of them. They're racist and they don't even know it. You got people who is the same race and because they come from a different country. Them just don't want to deal with them. They don't want to deal with each other. And he can't be right. Don't care what him do, him can't be good. And can't him. And the thing about that is where that come from. the old days of slavery, the slavery dialogue, them the Willie Lynch diary, them are carried out, same way the divide, conquer, and rule. Because yeah. them make you feel like you better know. Because guess what? The French guy come and him got a boom and go control Haiti and teach them broken French. And down in Africa, the people must speak the French at certain places. And then the British now go teach them the English. And you have the Germans and the different one them. Yeah. And what happened now? Them tell one now, so boy, I'm different from them one over there. So while at the same people, them just get off of the boat at different places. And them don't know them still are killed for so many years, 500,000 years, and them still.
And I still not get it. So you see, I think your valid points are amazing, but here's my take on this. The problem is now lies with us as people. Because if we are going to continue the same submissive behavior where, you know, I feel like sometimes we believe that we are still on a plantation, which we are in some, because I believe that this is modernized slavery that we are living in. Slavery never went away. But, you know, but what we are conscious of is that we, in general, people who have been subjected to some ridicule of racism or prejudice, we have the power to come together and we have the tools to come together to work towards a common goal to eliminate or to reduce these acts or these people. My problem is nobody seems to want to take on the fight. It's like everybody lives in their own bubble, which touches on some of your take when you talk about people just thinking for themselves. Because now, when I addressed this in my last interview with Alison Hines, the narcissistic virus that has been spreading, every man for himself, as long as you live in that little bubble and you take care of you, your little family, or whomever is in your little bubble, nobody else matters. And the only time people care is when they are affected, because this narcissistic behavior is when people don't take responsibilities for their wrongs. They are never wrong, and they blame others, and they blindside others, they gaslight others, and the list goes on. As I feel like our society in general is growing. Ancestors of oppressors, their children are, as you say, patterning the same behavior, not even realizing that they're racist. And these are the narcissistic behaviors that's just seeping out that society on a whole is not even addressing.
And that's why I sing that song called Wolf. Too many leopards, too many vampires, daughters of Delilahs, and workers of Lucifer, because they don't have no love for one another. Hatred, bad mind, jealousy, and greed is their downfall, and they don't have no respect for our Lord, the man who stands out over all. So Babylonian kingdom bound to fall. And I also go as far as say, after I say wolf, too many leopards, too many vampires, daughters of Delilahs, and workers of Lucifer. I and I was not sent here to discriminate a soul, but to root out corruption out of heart, mind, and soul, just like the backhoe digging out rock stone. Wolf, leopard, vampire, daughters of Delilahs, workers of Lucifer. And they shall go down just like how David conquered Goliath with a sling and a stone. Samson conquered the Philistine with a donkey jawbone. Jackass judgment upon the kingdom of Babylon. Also Rome, now a plea, and him beg, and him disobey Jah, and went down and drowned. Wolf, leopard, vampire, daughters of Delilahs, workers of Lucifer. While wicked is burning in hell, not to dread, smile away to Zion. Rasta, smile away. I and I, smile away to Zion. Because, hear this now. That song is not just a song.
Yeah.
You know, that song coming straight from the Most High, and all praise is due to the Most High. But what it come to do is to teach people, say, listen, how you see this division and going on in the world. And all right, look at the virus what's going on. Everybody come up with a vaccine, right? Mm-hmm. How about that now? Is agreement to come from it, you know? But God, guess what? Then put all work together. Mm-hmm. But you know, everybody are coming with a different vaccine, and who better than who, and who this and who that. You understand? And don't be surprised all the man at the lab could all interfere with one of the product just because one feed product go first and go and be the best. You know, you find them, you know, these people, then just they're so blind with greediness. That's they denounce humanity, they denounce love, they denounce everything what is righteous and trying to replace with lies and wickedness. And we are telling them, free the people, because a revolution can come which is not about just black or white or yellow or brown. It's going to be everyone on the earth going to rebel against this type of thing with them going with. Because people are losing their kids. They are losing their families. You know, their dreams. Everything, the freedom, whatever they have right now.
You understand? I hear you.
But at the same time, you have to follow rules. You know, because if you know say certain things are going on and you not do it, and you are come amongst us, you are come kill off your own. So you have to open your eyes and wake up and follow rules. I don't know, that's contradictory.
Because that goes against the freedom of choice. Now, if you follow the rules and they follow the rules that are not within your own personal choice that is good for you, then that is absolutely wrong. No one should dictate who you should be or how you should be and how you should take care of your body, no matter what the consequences are, period. And following those rules are the same slavery mentality. People have the power. You know, I always believe that if the people lead, the leaders will follow. All people do is follow. For many, many years, people have been following. They just listen, then they change it up. Well, one moment, soya was good for you. The next minute, soya wasn't good for you. And people just feed into these things. This is good for you one time. This isn't good for you the next time. And nobody's taking responsibilities for their own personal choices. And when you talk about follow the rule, because Mefigo contradicts you there, because
Don't get it wrong. Listen.
I'm talking about COVID. I'm talking about everything in general.
When I say follow the rules, not the rules and the laws of man, but the rules and the laws of the Most High.
Well, that's because what I'm going to do, because I don't believe in religious connotations or anything from the Bible.
I'm
ancestrally spiritually
right.
It's right, truth and right.
And you have love inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
You will find the right path. It's not about no religion or anything like that.
Exactly.
It's about you knowing truths and rights and know light from truth. You see me? So once you know them and understand them things and all, you know how to deal with yourself. It's not about you have to go take this and you have to do this and you have to do that. But you have to know yourself. You know what I mean? That's just how it is. Bottom line, a man have to know himself. Once you know yourself, first enough. God, just you're free within yourself when you know yourself. You see what I mean?
Yes.
So that's where it is.
So, you know what? We have run off because this is only an hour program. But I want to tell you that. It's really great to hear these wonderful words coming from you. And I'm glad that we're open to talk about it, because this is what this program is all about. Yes, I enlighten and send love and all that stuff. But the key thing at the end of the day that you keep repeating, which I really love, is that love is the key. Love is the answer. And I believe personally that love has to start with self-love, because I'm not talking about just any kind of love. Once you love yourself in all of the different realms that you've got, whether it's good or bad, then in turn, you can honestly, purely love someone in return. Eric Smith, muchas gracias, ha sido un placer, merci beaucoup. Avant de partir, before leaving, could you please tell us what we can expect in the future for you musically and where we can find you?
Well, you can find my music on all digital platforms, and soon it will be on vinyl. You can find The World Is On Fire on vinyl, but every once in the other tracks, you can find them on digital platforms, from Police Brutality to Wolf to Helion, Jaja Bless, Tour the World, Open the Gates, Water Boy, you know, all these things, and Four Tatos by the Prophets, you know, all those stuff, Selassie I Roll. You can find all of them, you know, Boom Boom, Rasta in the Jungle, and Rasta Enough to Fight Against Rasta. You can find all that, you know, all over the world, you know, and all digital platform. And my message to the people, love, you know, yeah, man, love and truth, and no lies, you know, uplift yourself, you know. And you can do anything, no make no one put you down. When they put you down, the stronger you get. Just remember that, you know. And beware, you know. I'm out there, you know? Yeah, man. Ja, Rastafari.
Oh,
yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
And big up the Papi in crew again. Big up all of you from Uptown, Downtown, Islington, St. Mary, all youths, them, whether them are Spanglers, Shower, Jungles, Rima, Kingston 13, you know, Papi in Kingston 6, Stone, Hoop Flat, Tavern, Kentire, Dreadites, Jungle 12, Bedwood Pasta, Dallas, Texas, Standpipe, Liga de Mona, Nannyville, Backbush, 100 Lane, Winward Road, Southie, Warwick Highlights, Tellaville, GX Road, McGregor Gully, Ola, Bull Bay. Yeah, man. Whole massive, you know.
Aye.
Junglist them. Yeah, Remites. Yeah, man. Everybody. Backbush, Riverton, Kalalo Bed, Seaview, Phase 1, Phase 2, Grandspan. Big up a bridge of mine called Lushy Bantan. Yeah, you know, they're good artists. And Denzel Martin from out of Chicago. And big up everyone who is behind the music and my management, like Aruba Man. And big up One Blood Carl. And also big up King Kenny in Germany, you know what I mean, and Jackal in England, and so Lady in Black, yeah, man, and all the people where I push behind and music for the world for years. And request to all of the festival people I'm out there, all the promoters them for 2022. Yeah, you know, just look out for Eric Smith, you know. Yeah,
that's, man,
the people get to hear some real music, you know. Africa, love them. Yeah.
Oh, yes, right. And we don't play a song before, we're gonna play some more after. So much love and light to you, muchas gracias, merci beaucoup, and bless up, bless
up. Thanks for having me. Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. I.
Feels so good. Je me sens bien. Je me sens incroyable, magnifique. Bueno, me siento muy bien. Me siento fenomenal. Muchas gracias. Merci beaucoup. Thank you so much, Eric, for being with us and spreading your light. And to all the wonderful people who continue to listen. And, you know, with all my madness, it's all about love. So muchas gracias a todos. All right, until next time, keep it locked here on A Multilingual Affair. Amma, you done know the thing set.
You're tuned into A Multilingual Affair with my girl, Takeith. Yes, the beautiful and multi-talented. It's your girl, Enchant Soriano, a.k.a. The Reggae Lady, representing. Big up yourself, Takeith. Yes.
Multilingual.
Too many vampires, doctors of the Lilas, workers.
T's natural. T's natural integrity. T's natural was developed with anyone in mind. Natural hair and body products for growth, repair, moisture, and shine. Handmade to orders, no preservatives, parabens, or sulfates. Product used from head to toe to make you feel and smell fantastic. Go to tiznatural.com. Teasnatural.com. Don't delay. Get yours today. You will regret it. Tease Natural. Integridad natural. Tease Natural fue desarrollado pensando en todos. Productos naturales para el cabello y el cuerpo, para el crecimiento, la reparación, la hidratación y el brillo del cabello. Hecho a mano por encargo, sin conservantes, parabenos ni sulfatos. Utilice el producto de la cabeza a los pies para que se siente y huela fantástico. Teasnatural.com. Tiznatural.com. Teasnatural. No se demore. Obtenga el suyo hoy. No te arrepentirás.
As a campus and community radio station, CKUT's mandate is to provide an essential service to those in the Montreal community whose needs are not met by mainstream commercial radio. CKUT is radio by and for the community and is produced entirely by volunteers. Opinions expressed on the show you're about to hear do not necessarily reflect the opinions of CKUT at large. If you have feedback about anything you hear on CKUT, please get in touch with us at procom@ckut.ca with the specific feedback and the date and time of the show it's about. That's procom@ckut.ca.
Get tuned in to the Empower Hour with Miss Trish. Every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on CKU 9.13 FM with Miss Trish, where you'll be educated, empowered, and enlightened. So if you ready, let's go!
DJ Chow Sutra.
Chow Sutra.
Yeah.